a controlled burn. He touches his match to kindling laid at the baseboard and cocks back to watch through his face shield as the first timid tongues lick the crumbling wallboard. It's a practice fire, and he's in charge. We're both turned out in full gear, sucking oxygen from the tanks that ride us like rockets. I know this man, know that inside his Nomex suit, his butt and shoulder muscles bunch and flex, taut beneath brown skin as he hauls hose, wrestles the valves together. I've seen him lounging at the firehouse in ratty jeans, drinking coffee, ear tuned to the two-ways crackle, just waiting for the call to boot up, slide the pole, get rolling. Today, however, the danger is nil. His crew is here to torch this old house, drench it down, torch it again, over and over, till all that's left is to scrape up clunkers and soak the pile to stinking ash. He's invited me here, me and my camera. We stand together in this airless room. Inside the heavy, poreless suit, my body is damp, unable to breathe. Through my own smoky shield, I catch his eye as we wait for that orange-gold flare to arc across the ceiling above our heads.